The warm air burst with sound.
Cockle! Ee-ee! Ock-ock!
What's going on? Said Jack. He and Annie looked out the window. The sky was lit by an orange glow as the sun went down. The treehouse was in a tree by a stream at the edge of a forest. The wild screeching and cawing came from the forest's tall, leafy trees. Just then, two creatures leaped onto the windowsill.
Ah!
Jack and Annie yelled, jumping back. Annie burst out laughing.
Arf, arf!
Teddy barked. Two small monkeys peered at them. Their dark faces were framed with light gray fur. They looked as if they were wearing tiny parkas.
Hi, said Annie. I'm Annie, he's Jack, and he's Teddy. What are your names?
Kako, Kako, the monkeys chattered.
Cool, said Annie. She turned to Jack. Her name is Ka, his name is Ko.
Oh, brother, said Jack.
I bet he is her brother, said Annie.
Ka and Ko whooped as if laughing at Annie's joke. Their yellow eyes twinkled.
We came to get a gift from the forest, said Annie. Do you know where we can find it?
The monkeys nodded and chattered. Then they started down the tree. Using their long tails and arms, they swung from branch to branch. They jumped to the ground and looked up.
Coming! Bring Teddy, Jack, Annie said.
Then she started down the ladder. Jack quickly flipped through Wildlife of India. He found a picture of the gray monkeys. He read, This monkey is called a langur. The word langur means having a long tail. Jack pulled his notebook and pencil out of his backpack. He wrote, Langur means long tail. Annie's laughter came from below. It blended with the sounds of the forest.
Arf, arf,
barked Teddy. Okay, okay, said Jack. He put the book, his notebook, and Teddy into his pack. Then he hurried down the ladder. Annie was playing with the langurs on the stream bank. Jack put Teddy on the ground. Ka bounded over to Jack and grabbed his hand. The langur's paw felt like a tiny human hand. Ka pulled Jack toward the forest. Ko pulled Annie, and Teddy scampered after them. The langurs climbed the huge leafy trees. Then they began swinging from branch to branch like kids on a jungle gym. Annie dashed beneath the swinging monkeys. Teddy ran after her.
Wait, wait, Jack called, hurrying after them all. Annie, slow down. We don't know anything about this place.
The langurs slowed down as if they understood Jack's words. Jack caught up with Annie. They walked on through the forest.
This is so amazing,
said Annie. Jack agreed. The sunset gave the trees a fiery glow. The hot air smelled sweet. Blue peacocks spread their tails. Yellow birds flew from tree to tree. Small deer ate red flowers in a clearing.
It's like paradise, said Annie.
Yeah, but don't forget the title of our book, Wildlife of India, said Jack. Wildlife means scary animals, too.
Jack noticed long, deep gashes in a tree as they walked by. He stopped.
What happened there? He said.
Annie shrugged and kept walking. Jack pulled the book out of his pack. There was a picture of a tree with gashes. He read aloud. Tigers sharpen their claws on tree trunks. They leave big gashes in the bark.
What?
Said Annie. She stopped and looked back at the tree.
See what I mean? Said Jack. Tigers live here, and one of them just came this way.
Chapter 3, Life or Death.
Tigers, said Annie. Cool.
Jack read more.
A wild tiger eats almost 5,000 pounds of fresh raw meat a year.
Oh, not so cool, said Annie.
Jack went on.
Tigers usually leave elephants alone, and like many smaller cats, tigers often avoid wild dogs.
Teddy growled.
Wild dogs, not a shrimp like you, Jack said to Teddy. A tiger would eat you in a minute.
Teddy growled again. Just then, Ka and Ko began hooting.
Coo, coo, coo.
The peacocks cried,
Cock, cock.
The small deer made short barking sounds and stamped their hooves.
What's going on?
said Annie.
We better put Teddy in my pack, said Jack, to keep him safe.
Jack slipped the dog into his pack. Teddy's head poked out the top.
All set? Jack asked the little